92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There's something pretty big on the tables of government in London, England. British lawmakers have voted decisively in favor of legislation that would eventually, permanently ban smoking in Britain. Now, it would not be a countrywide instant ban for everyone. Their current age minimum there to buy tobacco products is 18. It would lower that to 15 years old, and then the legal age for the purchase of tobacco products would shift by 1 year every year until it covers the entire population. I'm going to be honest, I'm amazed that this is happening, but it apparently has almost full support from British government leaders, including the Prime Minister, who says the UK should have the first smoke and vape-free generation. It's a great idea. Of course, as usual, there's a huge community of people saying this infringes on personal freedoms, and some say all this will do is create a massive black market, and people will continue to find a way to purchase the products anyway. But last year, in the UK alone, 80,000 people died because of causes related to smoking. A similar smoking ban was proposed by New Zealand's former Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, but it was scrapped earlier this year by the country's new coalition government.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.